20 minutes later, Kevin arrived home to his apartment. He was relieved to find his front door still locked. He let himself in and warily moved up the steps to the main floor. He hit the lights and stood in the entrance to his living room, making sure everything was in the right place. Unlike Dylan and Jill, he kept most of his blackjack money in the bank. When you're under an IRS audit, you try not to keep huge sums of money lying around in your laundry basket. The living room looked just as he had left it. He continued through the apartment, checking every room, including the bathrooms. By the time he reached the kitchen, he had partially relaxed. Maybe he was just being paranoid. Maybe they were all being paranoid. When the police had arrived at Dylan and Jill's, they had mentioned a number of robberies in the apartment building over the past few weeks. Although it was strange that nothing other than the safe was stolen, it was possible the robbers had been looking for cash and valuables. Maybe it had nothing to do with blackjack at all. Still, Kevin felt shaken to the core. He crossed to the sink and ran himself a glass of cold water. His hand was trembling as he pressed the glass to his lips. He remembered what Mickey had said when they had kicked him off the team. The most important decision a card counter ever has to make is the decision to walk away. This wasn't about some PI firm trying to frighten Kevin out of the business. This wasn't about an IRS audit or a $25,000 list. This wasn't about Fisher cutting him out or Mickey scaring him with stories. This wasn't even about being able to look his father in the eyes without feeling like a liar. This was about him, about his life, about his choices. Was it time to walk away? Was it time to end the double life? He stepped back from the sink and turned to face the kitchen. He took one step toward the door, then stopped, his breath coming in short gasps. The glass slipped from his fingers and shattered against the floor. There was a single purple casino chip sitting on his kitchen table. His mind ran wild. Breathing hard, he rushed to the window. Outside in the alley next to his apartment, he saw a lone figure standing in the shadows, talking on a cellular phone.